You guys feel like these kids nowadays, the generation, are spoiled and entitled?
A little entitled, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a quick yes from
yeah.
both of you.
Yeah.
We're going to open up the phone lines, 833-730-6377. The last time you had to humble your kids. Or maybe take it back. When's the last time your parents had to humble you? And you can look back and appreciate that. Because here's a story that went viral and I found very interesting. And I'm glad this man did it. It might be the problem to maybe spoiling my kids of the hard work that I've put in throughout the years of radio. So I'm going to take note myself. This dad leaves his kids in economy while he enjoys first class flights because he earned it and doesn't want to spoil them. Now, this guy's very, very well off, so much so that they have a nanny.
Oh,
so
okay.
When they fly away and they go vacation, him, his lady are in first class. Kids sit and I think the picture's of a daughter. So the daughter sits in economy with the nanny. And he doesn't want his kids to feel like they've earned that yet. And I found that very, very interesting. Talk about a slice of humble pie. Like, no, daddy earned first class. Mm-hmm. You go back out there, I'm going to say it. You go back there with Maria, the nanny. I don't know if she's Latina, but let's just, in a crazy world, say it is. We'll meet you in Hawaii. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that, to me, is the ultimate slice of humble. Call in with your humble story. How did you have to humble your kids? As a lot of people, they're an adult, are feeling like these new kids, this new generation, are entitled and spoiled. And I will say it's probably our fault, right? Because we're spoiling these kids and we're entitling these kids. JD, have you ever been humbled by your mom, dad, stepdad?
Yeah, an immediate story pops up. When I first got into golf, I remember my father figure that lived across the street from me. He got me into golf and bought me my first pair of golf clubs, right? So we went out to the golf course, and I had a temper, and I hit a bad shot, and I threw my club. And he goes, "You missed the club." I was like, "Wait, what do you mean?" He picked up the bag that he bought me and threw it in the lake. And he goes, "Oh, if that's how you're going to be, if you're going to just throw a tantrum and throw something that isn't yours, I'm going to teach you that you're going to, you know, when you buy your own, you'll treat it with
I
more
like
respect."
That.
And so those clubs went goodbye, and I had to buy my next set of golf clubs. And I was like, I will never freak out about something so minimal, about something that someone bought for me.
Yeah.
You know, he was like, "Hey, you didn't even buy these. I bought them for you. And if you're just going to treat them with disrespect, you're not showing me respect."
Right.
So that was a huge slice of humble pie for me.
He took the whole bag and
he took
threw
the
it.
Whole bag with the clubs in it and was like, and I think I had them for a month.
Did you cry?
Oh, I was freaking out. I was like, but hey, I sat in the cart and
you didn't answer her question.
What?
Did you cry?
Yeah, I cried.
What a wuss.
Wouldn't you cry?
No.
How old were you?
I was like 12. Yeah. Why are you laughing? I don't understand. What, you asked me a vulnerable question. I get vulnerable and you think it's funny.
Here's my other wonder. Did you go fish them out? Like, no.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, they sunk. They sunk right to the bottom.
I thought you would go get them. Like, oh, so you lost the whole set.
I lost the whole thing. He said, "You missed the club." And I went, "What?" And he got him out from the cart, threw him in.
Hey, you know, these golf resorts and these golf, you know, they have people that fish out those golf balls.
Scuba gear.
In scuba gear. Uh-huh. That dude came up on a whole bag of clubs. And he's like, "Yeah, it must have been some entitled kid."
Yeah, right. He was like someone had a bad day. For sure.
That's a good humble story.
That's one way to just get a new set of clubs, but yeah.
I feel like, here's my thing. I feel like I could do, but I know I humble my kids. I think I need to do a better job. And the funny thing is, I stare at Sienna. I feel like I raise my kids the way Sienna's parents raise her. You're very close with your parents.
Uh-huh.
And you're very close with your dad. And I feel like I treat Giobella, as I just saw a post of your dad, so proud of his daughter. He's still posting about you. Like,
yeah.
He still looks at you as this little girl. And I was like, that's how I'm going to be with my kids.
Yeah.
Did they have to humble you, or was it just you weren't a pain in the butt like JD?
No, it's so funny because I do see myself in how you raise your kids, because my brother and I, we were just minded our business and we were decent kids. Obviously, kids are kids. You have to teach them one way or the other. But the only thing I can really think of is my dad was my coach when I played softball. And there was times where I would make like a sarcastic comment or something. I remember one time all of us had a horrible practice and we were putting our hands in to end it. And I was like, "Well, everyone, that was a great practice." So I was kind of being like a smart ass. And he was like, that wasn't funny. And I can't remember exactly what he said, but he humbled me so quick in front of all my friends. Whoa. I shut down. To this day, I remember like what park it was, where we were, like the whole thing. So I remember that of just like, I'm going to keep my mouth shut. So
see, I would do that just like your dad, Bobby, mm-hmm. of embarrass my daughter in front yeah. of her fans like that, but subtle.
Yes, it was more of like a quick, like, yeah. oh, you think you're funny type thing. And then that was it. But I was like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to be quiet.
Sorry, dad, coach dad.
Yeah, sorry, coach dad, Bobby. dad.
Jesus. Yeah. It was Bobby dad.
Yeah, coach Bobby dad, Jesus Roberto. It's just all his names.
What is your humble story? The last time you have to humble your kids, what did they do? How did you humble them? Or do you remember something like JD back in the days when your parents had to humble you? We're going to take some of your calls. And again, I applaud this dad. I'm going to take note. He's like, no, I worked my butt off. I earned first class. You're going to sit in economy. Now, you're probably not at that point where you have a nanny, but maybe, you know, your grandmom or is traveling as well. I don't know. But having them sit in economy while you sit in first class, that's humbling.